Thank you.
Good. We've got I guess we can talk to you a little bit about Wife Swap.
I know.
And it's, of course, it airs at 10 o'clock tonight on ABC.
Correct.
And what made you even consider being a part of this show?
Well, actually, I got solicited from my fitness affiliation that I compete with, and they recommended that I call and see what it was all about. And actually, basically what it is just trying to find out about yourself and your family and probably appreciate each other a little bit more.
So the whole thing's 2 weeks long, right?
Correct.
It like the longest 2 weeks of your life?
You know, no, I'm an adventuresome type of person, so actually I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I mean, you're in incredible shape.
Beautiful
woman, obviously, from California, but you are transferred into a different kind of atmosphere.
Florida is not that much different. The lifestyle is not that much different. It just was the family's lifestyle that was a little bit different.
That's what I was talking about, not the place.
We were a little bit more active.
Yes,
exactly. We were a little bit more active.
They were people who enjoyed junk food, watched TV a lot, and really didn't do a lot of things.
Well, you know, you go into someone else's household, and, you know, who am I to say what they should do and what they shouldn't do? But my biggest philosophy is you can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have your health, you've got nothing. And basically, they were going down a path that I didn't think was very healthy.
Boy, what they did have, though, was a lot of emotional expression and sensitivity and a lot of love in that family.
They did. They had a lot of love and a lot of respect towards each other. But they needed to sow their oats a little bit and get out of the house and meet some other people and do a little more activities than they were used to.
Now, Keith was kind of unemotional and a little bit...
I think they portrayed him to be a little bit unemotional, but that's not really the case in real life.
No? Tell us about
that. You know how men aren't as emotional as women. But he's very supportive to the family, and he's basically the one in charge, and making sure that the kids do chores and making sure the kids take responsibility for themselves is a good thing. And he kind of came off as the big bad daddy per se.
Now, what you did, I guess the first week they pretty much you had to kind of do their thing.
Right. So she had to be me. Correct.
Yeah, you were doing the fast food diet and doing the cleaning and the chores. And the second week, you kind of swapped it, changed it around, and threw out the junk food and tried to toughen up those boys.
Exactly.
I know you put a gym in their garage. You know, what was the end result in terms of them feeling? Do you think they'll change their lifestyle a little bit because of you?
You know, the end result has been very positive. They are more active now. The little boy is in karate. And from what I've been told, he actually just won his first tournament. And it brought him a lot of joy. It brought him more self-esteem. So basically, what I was trying to do is just have him get a purpose to want to get out of bed every day. And being able to go on a bike ride and getting the gym in their garage, Shane, the oldest one, at the end, was running on the treadmill and said, "I want abs, I want muscles, and I want the chicks. And if this is what it takes, I'm doing it." So I think he understood at the end that, you know, it is important that you get up and you have a purpose, and you got to make sure you want to better yourself each day.
Now, you have three sons. What did they all think about this whole experiment?
Well, you know, it was kind of a difficult time for them because they were so involved in some of their sporting events that actually made a difference for what they did in this season as well as next. My middle son just made the basketball team, and he also just made the baseball team. But during the summer, you have to go to all these camps since it's so competitive to show the coaches what you can do.
Right.
So that's why my husband changed the rules and says, "My kids are going. This is going to jeopardize their whole year of sports."
Right. Yeah, and you got three boys right straight, boom, 13, 14, 15. So.
Correct.
Yeah, they must be... we have one 13-year-old here. That's a boy and a 10-year-old daughter, so I can imagine what it's like with three boys that age.
It's challenging, but at the same time, they have learned through their younger years to be responsible and to take action for themselves. And our motto here in our family is a teamwork. And the boys, knowing that I'm the only girl in the family, they know that they got to do chores with trash and laundry and dishes and to help out around the house. And I think because of that, it's made them better people.
Well, it's interesting that with the dichotomy that the ABC presented in the show of the the other family being emotional and sensitive, and your family, you know, stressing winning and success.
But, you know, winning and success is not competing against someone else. It's competing against yourself to better yourself. And that's not just in sports. That's in school. That's in life. That's getting a job. I mean, being able to survive out in, you know, the cruel world that we live in, you've got to be confident and you've got to be prepared. And that's what I'm trying to do with my children. And the sensitivity came when they were little. Now they're teenagers. You know, it's kind of now it's time for them to sow their oats and give them a little bit of responsibility, let them spread their wings, where she had littler, you know, younger children that you can still do that to. So they made the contrast a little bit screwed or, you know, extreme.
Yeah. Now the relationship that you forged with this other family, do you ever talk with Don or Jeff or Shane
or
Jesse?
We do. Actually, I have sent some birthday presents to their kids, and she actually sent some birthday presents to my youngest child. And her husband was actually in town last week. You know, he is from California, even though he badmouthed California on TV. He was here for a reunion at Whittier College, and he did call me to see how I was doing and how the family was doing, and that asked if I was excited for the show to come on. So, yeah, I do have contact with them a little bit.
You know, it's interesting. I do a show as well out here in Boston. But sometimes it's kind of funny to watch the show because things come back that you don't remember actually happened. What is it like for you as you watch the screeners and stuff of the show? Are there parts that you kind of go, oh, wow? And also, do you worry about how they frame you as to the people that are watching?
You know, my family is confident in themselves, and we knew that, you know, for TV, to sell TV, they're going to try to do as much as they can to show, you know, the conflict. But a lot of it that they showed was pretty true. They did, obviously, I mean, when you have 120 hours you're filming for less than an hour show, obviously you're going to have cutting and pasting. So it was kind of funny to see some of the cutting and pasting. You know, but the biggest thing is they don't even show that I own a business. They show that I'm this fitness competitor professionally. It's a hobby. It's what balances my life. So, I mean, when you look at that perspective of it, you know, that's a little bit, you know, construed. But I do value fitness. I do think that it's very important that you are fit and healthy, because my motto, you can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have your health, you've got nothing.
I agree with you, and that's true. And I know that you're really into the limited complex carbs, sugars, and dairies and wheat, eliminating a lot of these things. And I would love to continue talking to you for a long time about fitness and things, but I know that you've got other interviews to do, so we'll let you go. But don't forget, Wife Swap is Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock on ABC. Thanks so much for coming on.
It was nice talking to you, Mark.
You too.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.